celebrations are happening with her.
FM and WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a long time. There's been some issues with the station, unfortunately, and I was on vacation. And the week before that, I was at graduation at Tufts University, so I wasn't able to make my show then. So I was checking back in my playlist, and it turns out the last show that I did was over a month ago. It was on May 8th. So I'm very happy to be here again. I have tons of music that I needed to play and filter through, but fortunately I had made a playlist a few weeks ago before the station went down, so I was able to use a lot of that. And yeah, just really happy to be back on air and playing music for you all. So I guess we can just jump straight into the tunes. Other than that, actually, I need to add the right input to add the aux input to play for my computer. Okay. Hold on 1 second. All right, we're good. Thank you so much for your assistance. Okay. So this first track that I have for you is by SZA, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, 1 second. It should be rolling now.
Need you for the old me. Need you for my sanity. Need you to remind me where I come from. Can you remind me of my gravity? Ground me when I'm tumbling, spiraling, plummeting down to earth. You keep me down to earth. Call me on my bullshit. Lie to me and say my booty getting bigger, even if it ain't. Even if it rain, love me even if it pain you. I know I be difficult, you know I be difficult. You know it get difficult. Open your heart up, hoping I'll never find out that you're anyone else. Cause I love you, this how you are. Hope you never find out who I really am. Cause you'll never love me, you never love me.
All right, that track, like I said before I played it, was by SZA, and it's called Garden, parentheses, Say It Like That, and that's from her debut album, her breakthrough album, Control, CTRL, like the key on a computer keyboard, and that album is from 2017. Now, I'm a pretty big fan of some of the artists on the Top Dog label, Top Dog Entertainment label, like Kendrick Lamar, for example. And she is also on that label, so I've heard her in like collaborations with some of the artists, same with J-Rock. And yeah, I heard her voice on some track and I thought it was really nice. And then I read that this album, Control, got pretty good reviews. So I decided to check it out, and after listening to it a couple of times, I knew I obviously wanted to play something from the album on my show here, and it was just a question of which song to play, and it was the kind of album where you'd listen to it, and each song that comes on, you would say, oh, I should play this one, no wait, I should play this one, no wait, I should play this one, because they're all so good, and her melodies are so catchy, and the beats are pretty great, it's pretty chill, her lyricism is great, touches on some subjects that you won't hear about too much in this kind of R&B style. But I ultimately wound up choosing this track, partly because it's one of my favorites on the album, but also because the edited version is more intelligible than some of the other ones, because it's certainly not meant to be a clean album. But fortunately, Spotify has a clean version for radio playing, just like this. And before I move on any further, I just want to give a big thank you to DJ Aaron, who has the show before me. I believe it's called What's Happening. And he helped me set the board up because I was a little bit rusty. Oh, he has a show after me. Got it. Some lip reading right there. He has a show after me called What's Happening, and he helped me to get the board reset to play on the aux inputs for my laptop and all that good stuff, because after not having a show for a month, you get a little bit rusty. So again, big shout out to DJ Aaron for that. Moving right along, this next track I have is by a band called Sweet Trip.
Thank you.
All right. The first track that you heard there, the first in that little set of two songs, was by a band called Sweet Trip, that come from San Francisco. And the track was called To All the Dancers of the World, A Round Form of Fantasy. To All the Dancers of the World, A Round Form of Fantasy. And that comes from their 2003 album, Velocity Design Comfort. I think that album is really unique because it kind of blends together two genres that should be together, or it totally makes sense that they are together, but I haven't heard too many other artists do that, and those two genres would be shoegaze and IDM, short for intelligent dance music, which is a pretty terrible genre name because it sounds so pretentious, but what can you do? That's what people in England called it in the 90s, so... but yeah, that album is really cool blend of styles that just like really fit well together. And I, like I said, I don't really know of too many artists who mix those two sounds together before they did. So big ups to Sweet Trip for that album. And yeah, all of the tracks, some of the tracks obviously veer more towards one end. Like some tracks are way more shoegazy on the album, like... Chocolate Matter maybe, and then some other ones are pretty heavily IDM based, like Velocity, but a lot of them, like the one that I played, To All the Dancers of the World, A Round Form of Fantasy, they really mix the two together well. And that leaves me to the track that you just heard, and that is by the band Stereolab, who come from England and France. There are some members from each country. And the track was called Analog Rock, and it comes from their 1993 album, Transient Random Noise Bursts with Announcements. That album also has a really cool sound. It kind of picks up where the krautrock bands of the 70s left off, and there's definitely some big Velvet Underground kind of drone rock elements that they took for their own sound, but they definitely turned it into their own sound. And I feel like that track is a little bit more straightforward retro krautrock sound than others on the album, but it's a really creative piece of work, and vocals are great, and yeah, it's just a really cool album to just sit back and let the sound envelop you, because that's definitely what it does. Of particular note on that track in particular, Analog Rock, there are those kind of high-pitched chipmunky vocals that come in towards the end, and to be honest, I have no idea what they're saying, but they sound pretty cool, and more importantly, they sound a lot like the singer of this next band that I'm going to play for you, and that band is called Melt Banana. And this is where it gets weird and Japanese, so I hope you enjoy this track. We'll be right back. All right. The first track that you heard there was by the band Melt Banana, and they come from Japan, and the track is called Lie, Lied, Lies, and that's from their 2013 album, their most recent album called Fetch. Now, I mentioned that some bands that I played previously on the set list, I said SZA has pretty unique song topics, and Sweet Trip has a pretty unique combination of genres, but as for just vocal styles, you really can't get more unique than Melt Banana here. That like yelpy, really high-pitched Japanese accent, it's definitely pretty unmistakable, and their musical sound, as well as in addition to their vocal sound, is also pretty unique. It kind of is like noise rock mixed with digital hardcore, but also like pretty poppy. It sounds really bizarre, but it's like strangely catchy, and I guess easy to listen to once you get past the vocals. So yeah, Melt Banana, they're a really cool band. I think that was their seventh album, so they've definitely been doing their thing for a long time now. They've been around since early 90s or maybe even the late 80s. And that brings me to the track that you just heard, which was by the band Blonde Redhead, and the track is called Distilled, and that comes from their 1998 album In an Expression of the Inexpressible. I think that song is pretty glorious. It's Blonde Redhead started out as like a noise rock band, kind of like Melt Banana, not like Melt Banana in any way, but Melt Banana also falls into the noise rock kind of genre. And then nowadays Blonde Redhead leans much more towards the shoegaze dream pop side of the spectrum. And I feel like this track was kind of an early premonition of their shift in style and sound. But this is definitely my favorite track that I've heard by Blonde Redhead. And Blonde Redhead's lead vocalist is also Japanese, but in scouring through YouTube for live versions of the song to see like exactly how they did it, I found out that she actually isn't singing on that track. It's actually their guitarist, and he's from Italy, as is his twin brother, who's the drummer. So that's a pretty unusual, like, I didn't expect at all for that to be a man singing that, especially since their lead vocalist is a woman. So that kind of threw me off, and that's pretty interesting. But yeah, like I said, Distilled, that's probably my favorite Blonde Redhead song that I've heard. And that'll bring me to the final track of this first half of my show today, which is by an artist called Grouper. Here it is. Thank you. All right, that track was by Grouper, and that comes from her 2008 album, Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill. And that was the title track called I'm Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill. In case you were wondering who was doing the action, it's her. And that album is also pretty cool. It's like, it's pretty ambient. There's kind of not a whole lot of instrumental density or anything like that. It's all like pretty drenched in reverb and all that kind of stuff. But the melodies are really haunting, and it just sounds so cool. And actually, so I mentioned at the beginning of my show that a lot of the set list was put together around 2 or 3 weeks ago. And today, when I was just kind of refreshing myself with what was going on my set list, I was reading about each of the albums, and it turns out that this album, Dragging a Dead Deer Up a Hill by Grouper, was released 10 years ago to the date today, which is pretty crazy. Sorry for all the sirens going on outside. I'm not sure what's happening, but that's the thing. It's kind of coincidental then that I'm just getting to the set list I made 2 or 3 weeks ago today, because this is the 10-day anniversary of that album, and I had no idea until today when I was reading about it. I guess today would be a great day for you all to go listen to some Grouper, because she's pretty cool. She does her own thing, and she does it well. I'll leave it at that. Like I said, this is kind of the halfway point of my show, even though it's a little bit over a half hour. But in case you tuned in late and you're just joining us now, I'm DJ EJ, your host for The Archive, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And you guessed it, it's time for our mid-hourly PSA.
And they're off. There's Dad on the inside, reaching for the TV remote. Mom looks at Jimmy. Jimmy takes his feet off the table. Kelly with the...
You can't get exercise jockeying for the remote. Your body needs real activity, and so do your bones. Without weight-bearing exercise, you could lose bone mass.
But it's Dad down the shag. He smothers the remote. It's Dad by a full body length.
Go to AAOS.org. Then get up, get out, get moving. A message from the American Academy.
Right, yeah, definitely get up, get out, and get moving. Now that it's June and it's nice and beautiful out, as it is, well, at least it is here in sunny Medford, Massachusetts. Given that it's Sunday and it's so beautiful outside, there's really not much of an excuse, at least maybe if you're busy today, but you get the idea. Definitely get out there and get some exercise. So these next two songs are by bands that are pretty similar. I was thinking about it. They're both bands from Glasgow from the late 80s that do like a kind of twee pop alternative sound that have male and female vocalists. And I couldn't think of any more similarities, but I figure that's similar enough for most purposes. So this first song is by a band called The Vaselines.
Again, gone, gone, son, but then you are the only one.
Okay, the first track that you heard there was by the Vaseline's, like I said, and it's called Son of a Gun. And that track was originally released as the title track of an EP in 1987, I believe, but I'm playing it from the compilation album Enter the Vaseline's, which is their complete discography, I believe, has one disc. And then the second disc is a bunch of live stuff. But yeah, the Vaseline's, they appeared on my Discover Weekly playlist on Spotify as I, then that's how I find a good amount of the things that I play on my show here. But the way that most people hear about the band is through Nirvana, specifically Kurt Cobain. He was a huge fan of the Vaseline's, and he's covered no less than three of the songs. They did this song, Son of a Gun, as well as Molly's Lips, both of which appeared on the compilation Incesticide. And they also did a version of the Vaseline song Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam, which they did at the MTV Unplugged concert in New York. And also, the female vocalist of the Vaseline's, Frances McKee, she was the inspiration for Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love naming their own daughter Frances Cobain. So you can tell that Kurt had a huge appreciation for the band. And I think they're pretty good too. They have a lot of fun songs, them and the next band, the Pastels, which let me go over that track too. That track was called Nothing to Be Done, and that's the one that you just heard. And that was originally the first track on their debut album, or no, their second album, Sittin' Pretty, which is from 1989, but I'm playing it from a compilation of theirs called Truckload of Trouble, which came out in 1993. And yeah, both of these bands, they sound pretty similar because they're from the same place and the same time and the same style, but there's something just really endearing and I guess smile-inducing about the songs. They're so, there's like a really striking sense of innocence to them, or naivety, I guess. And yeah, it just makes you smile when you're listening to them. And also, when I listed all the similarities between them before I played the tracks, I knew that there was something that I was forgetting. And it turns out that it's the fact that they can both kind of barely sing and barely play their instruments, which in a self-deprecating manner is a great transition to this next track, which is a cover by me of one of the best songs by one of the best bands of all time. And I think anyone would be hard-pressed to disagree with that. So let's just get right rolling into it.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. When I'm in the middle of a dream, stay in. Shake me, leave me where I am.
All right. Like I said, that was a cover by yours truly. And the song, In Case You Didn't Know, which if you don't know that song, in my opinion, you're doing something wrong. But judgment aside, that's I'm Only Sleeping by the Beatles from their fantastic 1967 album, Revolver. I recorded that song this past Wednesday, I believe. In the music building here at Tufts in Grand Off Hall, and also in my room partly. But a lot of times when I do a cover, I try to like emulate the original song as much as possible. But for this one, for whatever reason, I just decided to try to switch it up a little bit and make it a little bit more down tempo and give it like a kind of jazzy rhythm, as you heard. But I'm a sucker for reverse guitar, so that obviously had to stay. Yeah, that's that. Moving right along, this next track is by an artist called Alex G. That song, like I said, was by Alex G, who now goes by the name Sandy in parentheses. Sandy, the word Sandy in parentheses, followed by Alex G, to differentiate from all the other Alex G's that might be around there. And that comes from his 2014 album, DSU, and the track is called Hollow. It's worth pointing out that DSU stands for Dream State University, and I think that's a pretty cool album name, and it goes pretty well with the title. With the artwork of the album, excuse me. That's another, it sounds like a kind of bedroom recording, like my own cover of the Beatles song that you just heard. And the thing that really struck me about that track was how much it reminded me of Elliott Smith, who, if you know anything about me, I'm a huge Elliott Smith fan. He's probably in my top five artists of all time. And so that leaves me with this last track, which is by Chris Bell, who was part of Big Star for their first album, Number One Record, which came out in 74, maybe. But then he had a solo career before his life was cut short for some reason or another that I don't remember. He unfortunately passed away at a pretty young age. I think he's part of the 27 Club, actually. But yeah, this last track that I have for you is by Chris Bell. But before that, I just want to say thank you for tuning in today. And I've been DJ EJ, and you've been listening to The Archive on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford TUS Freeform Radio. It's worth pointing out that I'm not going to be able to make it to the show next weekend. I'm going to be going home to New Jersey for the weekend, but I'll be back here in 2 weeks. And also, make sure you stay tuned for DJ Aaron, who's coming up on the show on WMFO here after me for his show What's Happening. I'm sure he'll be playing some great stuff. But yeah, like I said, thanks for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great evening. And this last track is by Chris Bell. Have a good one.